Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Nasai, that is Parakei Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe l'Emor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, command the b'nei Yisrael, v'yishalchu min amachne, and they shall send out of camp kol tzura v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nafesh. Anyone that has tzaras, had a zavi mission coming out of their body, or someone who's tamei l'nafesh, that means they're tamei meis. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Beis. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, Parsha zu nemar b'yom shukam mishkan. This Parsha, this topic, was actually taught to Moshe Rabbeinu when the Mishkan was set up. Ushmoina Parsha. There was 8 different topics taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on that day. Now, send out of camp. What camp are we talking about? There's actually 3 separate encampments or 3 separate camps at the time that they were encamped. A lot of times the word camp over here. Within the curtains of the Mishkan, that's called Machne Shechina. The Levim encamped around the Mishkan, Midbar Sinai, like we speak about in Parshas Bamidbar, that's called the camp of the Levim. And from there to outside of all the different formations, we've already spoken about how there was 4 formations of 3 Shvatim each to all the 4 directions. Machne Yisrael, that's considered Machne Yisrael. Hatzarua, someone that has Tzaras, Nishtal Chutz Lekulin, he's sent out of all these camps. Hazav Mutter Machne Yisrael. Azav is Mutter Machne Yisrael, Umushlach Minashtayim, but he's sent out of Machne Levi and Machne Shechina. V'tamel Nafesh, someone who's Tamei Meis, Mutter Afishal Levi, he's even allowed to be in Machne Levi. V'enei Moshlach El Mishal Shechina, he's only sent out of Machne Shechina, meaning he's not allowed to be in the area of the Mishkan itself. And Mechol Zeh Darshu Rabbeinu Min HaMekres Meseches Pesachim, all this is Darshan now Meseches Pesachim. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. Who exactly is being sent out of camp? Mizachar Anakev Shalechu, they shall send out from male till female. El Mechotz Machanat Shalachum, outside of the camp they shall be sent out. V'loyitamus Machaneim Asharani Shaychem Besaychem, and they shall not contaminate their camp that I dwell among them. V'yasu Kim B'nei Yisrael, and the B'nei Yisrael did so. V'yishalchu Esam, and they sent them out. El Mechotz Machanat, outside of camp, Kasher Dibar Hashem Moshe, just like Hashem spoke to Moshe, Kain also B'nei Yisrael, so too the B'nei Yisrael did. V'yidaber Shalom Moshe Lamer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, speak to the B'nei Yisrael. Isha Isha, man or woman, ki yasu mikol chatos adam, that does from any sin of man, limo mal b'Hashem, to do a trespassing against Hashem, v'ashma nefesh ahi, and that soul shall be found guilty. Now what's going on over here? Rashi Pasuk Vav tells us, limo mal b'Hashem, hari chazar v'kosav kan parshas goizel v'nishbal sheker. Over here the Torah is repeating the topic of someone who steals and swears falsely about it. So over here we're talking about this topic, and it's actually a repetition of something we've learned previously. We learned about in Parshas Vayikra, Mala Mal B'Hashem V'Kichash B'Misai. Now, V'Nishnas Kan, the reason why it's being taught over here is B'Shvil Shnei Dvarim Sh'Nischad Shuvah, because of 2 things that are Mischadesh, that we're learning new. Ha'echad, first of all, Shekosav Yisvadu, it says, and they admitted, Loimer to say, She'enu Chayiv Chaymish V'Asham, a person's not going to be Chayiv a fifth of the value of the item that he stole, or Karban Asham Al Pi Edim, just because there are witnesses that said he's Chayiv, Ad She'ed Debedavar, until he admits it. V'Asheni, and the second thing we're going to learn is Al Gezel Ager, someone who steals from a convert, Shunit El Kaihanim, he has to pay that to the Kaihanim, and we're going to see what that's talking about in a minute. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Vizvadu es chatasim asher asu, and they shall admit to their sin that they did. Again, they stole, they swore falsely about that they didn't steal, and now they're admitting that they actually did steal. Veheshev es hashame b'roshay, and he shall return that which made him guilty by its head. B'roshay literally means by its head. It means he has to return the principle of that which he stole. Vechamishisa yosef alav, and he has to add a fifth of its value also. V'nasan asher asham loy, and give it to whom he is guilty too. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, es hashame b'roshay, who are Karen Shinishba Olav. This is talking about the principle that he swore falsely about. Lasher Asham Loi, Lemishin is Chayev Loi. He has to give it to the person whom he is Chayev to give it to, namely the person he stole it from. But back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Vim Ein Lo Ish Gayol LaHashiv HaAsham Elav. If the person doesn't have a redeemer to return the debt to, HaAsham HaMushav LaHashem LaKayhein. The return debt is for Hashem, it's for a Kayhein. Movad El HaKippurim. This is besides for the ram which is brought as a kapar, as an atonement, Asher Chaper by Olav, through which he attains his atonement. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Ches. Vim Ein Lo Ish Gayol, the one whom he swore to, the Tevea, the one that's demanding the money from him, that person died, Ve'en Lo Yarshim, and he doesn't have anyone to inherit him. So then it has to be given to Hashem. Lahashiv Ha'asham Elav. K'shenimlach Zel Izvadis Alvayne, when this person, he wants to admit to his sin, it turns out there's no one to return it to. V'amar Rabbi Seinu, Ha'chachamim say, V'chiyesh Lacha Adam B'Yisrael She'en Lo Gailim, is there a person in Klai Yisrael that doesn't have anyone to redeem him, meaning he has no relatives, Ay Bein, Ay Bas, a son or daughter, Ay Ach or brother, Ay She'er Basar Ha'karv Mishpachas Avul Ma'la Ad Yaakov, or some sort of relative, a distant relative from his father's family, all the way till Yaakov Avinu, he has no distant relatives that this money is able to be returned to. El Zeh Hager Shemes Ve'en Lo Yarshim. This is talking about a ger. He died and he has no one to inherit him. He doesn't have a wife and he doesn't have kids. kids. Ha'ashem ha'mushav, za'a keren v'chaymish. This is talking about the keren and the chaymish, the fifth that was added on. La'ashem la'kayin, kina'ai Hashem. Hashem acquired it. Son of la'kayin, shabbos ha'mishmar, and it's given to the kayin that's at that mishmar that's serving the mishkan of Beis HaMikdash at that point in time. Milvad el ha'kipurim, besides for this isle, this ram, which is his kapara, ha'amur b'vayikar, shutzar chlavi, that's sent in parts of vayikar that he has to bring as his kapara. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, once we mention something being given to a kayin, we talk about something else that's given to a kayin. V'chol truma, and any truma, literally this means a raising up, but any truma, v'chol kadshe b'nei Yisrael, for any of the holy things of the Bnei Yisrael, asher akrivu la'kayin, that's being given to the kayin, lo yeh, it shall be his. Now, a little bit of a cryptic pasuk. Let's see Rashi, pasuk tes. V'chol truma, Am Rabbi Shmuel, he says, v'chi truma akrivu la'kayin, does a person bring truma and give it to the kayin? V'lihu ha'machazah achrei lebeis ha'granis. It's actually brought to the granary, and then the kayin goes there. U'matam olem asher akrivu la'kayin. So what exactly is the pasuk trying to say? That we're bringing the truma to the kayin. Elu ha'bikurim. This is actually talking about bikurim, the first fruits. Shener b'hem, it says about them, tavi beis Hashem l'kecha, shall be brought to the house of Hashem your God. I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what to do with my bikurim. I bring them to the house of Hashem. I bring them to the base of Mikdash. What am I supposed to do with them there? That's why the pasuk over here says, they shall be for the kayin. The pasuk over here is teaching us that bikurim is given to the kayin directly. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, and a man, his holy things shall be his. A man that gives it to the kayin, it shall be his. Again, another cryptic pasuk. What's going on over here? Again, Rashi tells us, "Vish as kedush of loyiu l'fisha nemru matnus kuna levia." Since we just spoke about the presents that are given to kohanim and levim, truma and ma'aser and bikurim, yachay yavoy v'yitlam brzera, you might think that a kohen or levi is allowed to come and take it forcibly. Tamalar, that's why this pasuk says, "Vish as kedush of loyiu." A person, his holy things, they belong to him. Ma'agit shetayvas hanasim labaylam, the tayvas hana, the benefit that this person has that belongs to him, meaning he has the rights, he has the benefit that he could choose to give it to whichever kohen he wants, and a random kohen or even a kind that he usually gives it to, is not allowed to come along and take it forcibly. He has to wait till it's given to him. And there's many other ways of explaining this. We have a Medrash Agada that says, what does this mean? A person that holds back his maestros and he doesn't give them to the Levi, he's going to end up acquiring those maestros. What does that mean? At the end, his field is only going to produce 1/10 of what it used to produce. He held back that 1/10 and didn't give it to the Levi, so eventually his field is only going to end up producing 1/10 of what it used to. Isha shayitim l'kayin, matanis ruyus lo, a person that gives to the kayin the presents that are fitting for him, lo yiyah mamin harbe, he's going to come out with a lot of money. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with a fourth aliyah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.